Pain. That's all he remembers. Pain starting from his stomach and then stretching out across his whole body. Pain that spirals out from the central point, filling him with such unrelenting agony that it feels like his very skin is screaming, the fibers of his body stretched taut, the blood boiling in his veins. Then, nothing. Darkness. For a long time. He wakes up in hospital 3 weeks later. Uther is sat by his bed, face worn and gray. When Arthur's eyes blink open for the first time, his father's filled with tears. "I thought I'd lost you," he croaks out after the doctor has come in and pronounced Arthur to be in stable condition. "They had to restart your heart so many times. I thought the magic was going to overpower you." He grips Arthur's hand above the coverlet. "What you did for me, I won't forget, son." Arthur doesn't forget either. Even if he wanted to, his body carried a permanent reminder. The magic left a scar, a small dark mark to the side of his abdomen, and a series of spidery scars splintering out from it like exposed veins. It doesn't fade or change color like a normal scar would. It stays exactly the same, and it twinges very occasionally. Not enough to hurt, just enough to notice. Arthur is secretly fascinated by it in those early days. He's never seen anything like it before. But Uther hates it, and so Arthur learns to hate it too, to be ashamed of it. He never swims or goes shirtless in public, and even in the shower he avoids looking directly at it. When he brings home lovers, he never lets them leave the light on.